Hello, this is True American, your friendly partisan to the truth, coming at you again at politicaltopsecret.com, or I guess that may be politics at abovetopsecret.com. Hell, I'm not even sure anymore. But anyway, this is in response and reply to Grady and Marge here. And first of all, Grady, I appreciate your support there for me, and I think you've been able to figure out and step over the line that seems to separate a lot of people. I hear notice that don't seem to be able to separate the legality of the issue from the racist part in itself. It's unfortunate. I wish people could talk about this without bringing out that race card, because it certainly just, I don't know, to me, the two really are unrelated, you know. I don't know. But anyway, I did want to thank you for that, Grady. If you're listening to these, I don't know if you can or not. But moving on to Marge, I think Marge can listen to these. And Marge, I appreciate your reply. I want to address your first sentence there. Well, I guess that being racist will be too much after all, and I'm not exactly sure what you mean there. Are you saying that maybe, well, I don't know, I think I just wish you'd clarify that, because I don't understand sort of what you're trying to say. Dime en español si tiene que hablarme. Está totalmente bien. Anyway, I seem to have some obsession that borders on fanaticism. Well, I'm going to thank you, Marge, because actually, you're probably right, and I really need to chill on the illegal immigrant threads. I will try to keep that to a minimum. I've brought plenty enough to the board for that, and you're probably right. As a matter of fact, you busted me red-handed, because today I spent, I guess it must have been 4.5 or 5 hours reading through the latest Senate bill over on thomas.gov.com, where they've got, you know, the whole entire legislation and of this new immigration reform bill that the Senate just passed, including many valid points. But I guess that's another podcast for another time. I just want to say thanks, Marge, because really, I mean, you just put it in my face that, yeah, I probably am obsessing on this and I need to chill a little bit. So thanks for that. Targeting certain groups to make them look like the cause of all evil will not be the right thing to do. Well, I tend to be exaggerating, Marge, but damn, you're taking the cake there. I have not, don't think I have, targeted certain groups and made them look like the cause of all evil. That might be stretching it a bit, don't you think, Marge? I mean, it's not what I did. I brought a story to the board about how many Americans get killed by illegal aliens every year. All right, and if you really think that I'm a racist, I'll go out and find, or that I'm singling out too many single groups, I'll go out and find a story on crime statistics for all of America, or maybe even another American group. Maybe I'll even go down and do one on the, like you said, Middle Eastern radical factions and extremist terrorists. your little political point was funny there, Marge. That was funny. Anyway, I don't know about this last sentence about you are seen as patriotic and very American. I probably think that there's quite a few people on the board that may beg to differ with you on that. Remember that my screen name is just that. It's a screen name. It doesn't really to say who I'm trying to be or that I want to be some true American patriot. It was a screen name I pulled off my guitar, Marge, because it's a guild, a True American Series guild. That's it. Okay. But yes, I happen to be American. I do think that we've got to do some things to correct this immigration problem. This illegal immigration problem, not the immigration problem, the illegal immigration problem. And Your point notwithstanding about me being too obsessive about it, I am going to make an attempt to tone it down a little bit, I think, for just stay away from it, because it's just taken up really too much of my time, honestly. And I also want to say publicly that in a post somewhere in there, I stated that the Bush administration, that all they did was really approve the 70 miles of border fencing, and that was really inappropriate and actually inaccurate, so I want to publicly apologize for that. After spending, like I said, many, many hours reading down carefully through the legislation that just went through the Senate, there's obviously quite a bit that has been done about it in an extremely, but not totally, comprehensive bill. And so I retract that remark, and I'll apologize to anybody that may have not liked it, because it really wasn't right. The Bush administration has done quite a bit with that bill alone, not to mention other things, to address this issue. So anyway, just a quick reply there. I appreciate your interest, Marge and Grady, and anybody else that cares to listen, and I'm still would like a response from Mr. Whoopi. True American out. Have a great day, folks.